Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Beth Lee.
And we are the Youngs. Join us today as we continue talking about a Father's Day special. He would often say things like, well, you know, here's what the Bible says.
Right.
And I appreciate two things stick out to me about your dad. One was just listening to you talk there. I mean, there's a lot of things, but I was thinking about even his love for his dogs. He had hunting dogs.
Yes.
He had a beagle and a Brittany
Spaniel.
Brittany Spaniel. And they were outdoor dogs. So he had, there was a kennel and they, you know, I remember they had their bed out there.
He had their little dog house.
He would come home every day and he would go change.
Yes.
So he would put on clothes that he could be outdoor with his dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go outside. He would clean out their pen.
Yes.
And then he would love on them.
Yes.
He would get down and he would hug them and talk to them and pet them and rub them.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how still the Brittany Spaniel had so much energy, but when Dad would get down on his knees in front of it and let the dog come to him and he would hold the dog and pet the dog, that dog would be so calm.
Right.
And so that stands out in my mind. I remember that. And the other thing I remember about your dad is he would call me frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And he had always asked me how I was doing, and he'd ask how the meetings were and how many folks had gotten saved. He always loved when people got saved. One kid, he would be excited as much as he would if 200 got saved.
Right.
I just loved that about him. But he closed every phone conversation in several ways. He'd always tell me, I love you, David, son.
Mm-hmm.
But he would also say, and I give you permission to soundly kiss my daughter.
Yes.
He said that every time. So I have good memories of your dad as well. And my dad's was not a preacher. My dad's a working man, farmer, factory worker.
Right.
But there's so many reasons I could be thankful for my dad.
Right.
Probably one of the biggest things I learned from my dad was the value of just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
He would always tell us, if you own something, you got to take care of it. It's going to take work.
Right.
And he taught me to take care of the garden. He taught me to take care of the house. He taught me how to paint. He taught me how to mow the yard. He taught
me how to cut wood.
Thank you, Dad Young. But the other thing I'm so thankful for my dad about is he also taught me just fun things. I remember I was 11 when he taught me how to drive.
Mm.
And we were on the farm and we were in a field and he taught me how to clutch and how to put the truck into gear and how to drive. So I could drive when I was 11 and 12.
Right.
And sometimes it was just a matter of putting the truck in first gear and driving slowly through the farm while the workers put the hay bales on the hay wagon so we could take it to the, you know, down to the barn.
But what an example of training you to do what God has called you to do. He had no idea when you were 11 years old that you would travel almost every week of your life somewhere pull a trailer.
Over a million miles that we've traveled.
Right.
And even backing, pulling a fifth wheel, I learned how to back. Dad taught me how to back a hay wagon.
Right.
And that is a hard thing to do because it's, you got to reverse back to get it to go. It's just, it's a challenging thing.
My brain doesn't work that way.
And most people can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've backed RVs, 40-foot long fifth wheels in tiny little church parking lots.
Yes.
Sometimes thinking there is no way I'm going to get this in here.
Sometimes I have to not look.
Absolutely. Or pray.
Both.
And so it's amazing just the practical side of life. Dad taught me when I was pretty young, you know, I remember he bought us a go-kart. And he bought us a horse so we could ride a horse.
And
I remember this one pony he bought us. And every time my sister and I would get on the pony would make a run for the barn door. And if we didn't keep control of that pony, it would go through the barn door and in the process just take us right off the back. We would end up on our backside in the barnyard. We hated that pony. But I remember him buying stuff like that for us. And
so you can have life experiences.
So we can have life experiences. And he taught me how to ride a motorcycle, something I love doing to this day.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad let me buy my first motorcycle. He helped me borrow the money when I was 14 years old to buy my first motorcycle. He co-signed.
Wow.
And I remember the bank president said, you want me to loan money to this young man? And my dad said, yeah, and he's going to pay it back. And so the bank president said, I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so my dad had a good name in the community, and he was known for hard work. And you know, it was my dad that did take us to church. I remember the night my dad got saved. He was very strict. I remember the night he threw away our television. And that was a dramatic experience in our life.
I know she said dramatic and not traumatic.
It was dramatic and maybe a little traumatic too. But my parents were out of church for a while just because of some issues that happened in a particular church. But I know that my folks influenced me spiritually by taking me to revival meetings, camp meetings.
Right.
And we went to revivals. So I heard so many evangelists. It's no wonder I'm an evangelist. But I'm just very thankful for my dad. I know you're very thankful for your dad.
Yes. And just sitting here listening, I was thinking all of us can be thankful for something in our upbringing. I know sometimes we get messages from people who did not grow up in a Christian home or did not have the loving Christian family that we've been talking about just now as we're talking about our dads who taught us great things, whether that be in the spiritual realm or even the practical realm. And maybe you didn't have that. But maybe right now you could just stop and thank the Lord for something in your upbringing. Maybe you were a foster kid and a good family took you in and someone became a dad figure to you. Sure. Maybe you were a bus kid and you had that youth pastor who invested in you. And or maybe a pastor who invested in you, somebody in your church. So I think it's just a good time for us to sit and think and be thankful for the things that we've learned from our dads. I know a lot of who I am spiritually started because of the spiritual seeds that my parents planted in my life and just the things that I learned from my parents, from my dad. You talked about his study habits. And I do a lot of what my dad does. When I study, I have to sit down somewhere and spread papers just everywhere. I have books out. I have all kinds of things.
Just so y'all know, I bought her a MacBook. She has an iPad. And she has to write it out just like her daddy.
I do. I write my notes out longhand just like my dad. I don't use an iPad. Often when I go to speak, people will say, now, Mrs. Young, can we set up your PowerPoint? And I say, well, no, I don't have one. And I don't think it's wrong. David uses PowerPoint and I appreciate PowerPoint. And maybe someday I will get techie enough to do PowerPoint. But I do a lot of things that my dad taught me, not because it's right or wrong. It's just what he ingrained in me. And he loved to read. He loved books. And I love to read and I love books. So I would much rather pick up a commentary or pick up a Bible dictionary than look it up, even though on my phone it is very convenient to use my Blue Letter Bible app.
She's coming along, people. She's starting to use apps.
Yes, I am.
This would be a big difference.
But we've learned a lot from our dads. And so we were talking about a Father's Day podcast that would honor the fathers that we have and be thankful for them.
Even the father figures. I just read my friend Dave Peach, who's a missionary to the deaf. And a shout out to Dave Peach's ministry. It's a great ministry. But Dave's dad passed away this year, and they just recently had the memorial service. And I knew his dad. He was always a happy man. He was always friendly. He was always, you know, likable. He was enjoyable to talk to. But Dave told a story in the letter I just read that he wrote about the memorial service. Mm-hmm. There was a young lady who had no dad. Mm. But in college, I guess it was that David's dad showed her attention and got to know her and actually walked her down the aisle when she got married. Mm. And Dave, in regards to his dad passing away, she told David, your dad was the first man that ever loved me. Mm. Or maybe it was the first man I ever loved. I can't remember which way it went there.
Right.
But it just showed me that even in the cases where you may not have a father figure the way I did or the way that Bethley did.
Right.
Number one, God is our father.
Right.
And God, you that have no dad in your life, remember that God is a loving God.
Yes.
And he is our father and he does care about us. And he's dependable. He's always consistent. He's forgiving. He's gentle.
Yes.
He's everything a father should be.
Yes.
And he's certainly everything that even the best of fathers has to continually walk in the spirit and strive to be.
Right.
But it did remind me that God will put other men in your life.
Yes.
God will help you and direct you and lead you and guide you. And so just praise the Lord for that, for all the men in your life. But, I'm thankful for my dad, and I know Bethley's thankful for her dad.
I am thankful for my dad.
We are so blessed by the fathers.
And yes.
Any other thoughts about your dad that you'd want to share with our audience?
Actually, I was going to share about the dad to my children.
Oh, is he a handsome guy?
He is a very handsome man sitting across the table from me right now. But I'm very thankful for David and the work that he puts into being the husband and father. that he should be. I know that that didn't happen by accident. I know he shared with you all of the work ethic that his father put into him, and I do appreciate that. Mom and Dad Young did raise him to be a very hard worker. And so there is not a huge honey-do list in our house ever, because he's just constantly getting things done, which is a blessing to me. But he works constantly at our relationship to be a loving leader to me, and he constantly works at being a dad, even to our grown children. He's constantly in connection with them, reaching out to them, seeing how they're doing, counseling them if they need it, encouraging them, spending time with them. I appreciate that he does one-on-one time with our kids. He is aware of issues that we need to address in each of the children. And he doesn't just address them on the fly. He thinks them through. He prays about it. He does things biblically. He's always been very involved with our children from the time they were born. He was, of course, in the delivery room. And then he would just help out with everything. And I am so appreciative of that. And probably I'm making someone very jealous right now. But I can't say enough about what a loving leader he is to me and what an example he is to me to constantly follow the Lord and to better my relationship with him, with my Heavenly Father, and with our children.
Well, thank you, my love. That's beautiful. Just touching. You've been listening to Keeping It Young, where we have conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. Today continued our discussion of an episode entitled A Father's Day Special. Join us one more session as we continue this talk.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.